A mask to be hung from the neck of an important chief, an intricately carved wooden paddle, a cast brass cockerel. Some of the finest artistic creations of the historic kingdom of Benin in modern-day Nigeria. Yet for more than a century, they've been kept thousands of kilometres from their home. Now the Horniman Museum in South London has decided to give 72 objects back to Nigeria, a response to a request by its government in January.
We are really elated. We are seeing that many museums are responding because we feel that is the right thing to do, because they're all trying to right what was done wrong.
The Benin bronzes, as they're called, are thousands of artefacts that were taken by British soldiers during a punitive raid in 1897. They're now spread across museums and private collections in Europe and the US. After decades of requests, the return of West Africa's looted treasures is suddenly gathering pace. Last year, France returned objects taken from the Kingdom of Abomey to Benin, and Germany is handing back its Benin bronzes to Nigeria.
It will be a remarkable feat if all the 10,000 or so objects looted in the 1890s make their way home. But no longer can Western institutions and collectors confidently maintain that artefacts stolen during the colonial era are rightfully theirs.
Still, the British Museum, the holder of 900 Benin bronzes, says it's legally prevented from returning its collection by an act of British Parliament.
The pressure is really on the British Museum. A few years ago, the British Museum got together with a series of other museums in Britain and museums across Europe, and they reached a consensus between them with Nigerian counterparts that they would loan back Benin bronzes in a sort of rotation between them. And the British Museum was happy with that arrangement, but that arrangement has completely fallen apart because virtually every other museum that was part of that arrangement has now decided to give back its bronzes, and the British Museum is standing alone.
The Benin bronzes are a particularly clear-cut case. The Horniman Museum's board says they were obviously acquired through force. Yet Western museums are full of other cultures' treasures where ownership is vaguer. Might they eventually go home too? Decolonisation has its own momentum. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.